That's the song, Bon Jovi. Jason's classic cut on a Monday morning. Ryan Braun is now batting about 600 in exhibition play. Cactus League. I mean, everybody, you know, you look at all their batting averages and you can tell they're Cactus League batting averages, but still, hang on to that, Jason. Still, you know, just looks very, very good. He's been hitting a lot of home runs. Baseball season grows near. It's hard to imagine because winter is still here, but it's getting close. Before we move on from the Mary Burke topic, Lisa writes, I live in the Green Bay area and have recently seen the ad run calling Mary Burke out. Yeah, Walker campaign has responded with an ad saying what the real unemployment rate was and what it is now. And Mary, why are you starting your campaign with a lie? Yeah, it is. I have the audio of that. I didn't get it to Jason, though. Now my wireless internet went down again. So now I can't send it to Jason. But yes, the Walker camp, in fact, did respond with a very good ad calling her out. But my point is this. Television stations are getting money for the Burke ad. No, by law, they cannot dump it. They can't pull it because she is a qualified candidate. Therefore, I'm calling on TV stations to run news stories pointing out that it is a lie. Hang on, Jason. I've got an idea here. We might be able to do something. This may or may not work. Just a second. We'll see if we can get the audio from the Walker ad, because the Walker ad, in fact, is very good in the way that it responds to this. And we'll see if I can get this for you here. It looks like we're going to be able to. All right, let me know when you have that ready, Jason. Here is the Walker ad responding to the lying Burke ad. And yes, I believe that it's good.
Let's fact check Mary Burke's very first TV ad. Burke says, under Walker, unemployment's up. Quite the contrary, Mary. When Governor Walker took office, the unemployment rate was 7.8%. Today it's 6.3, the lowest it's been since 2008. Over 100,000 more jobs. So why would you start your campaign out with a lie? The facts? Unemployment's going down under Walker. And we can't trust Mary Burke.
By the way, that is a good question. She finally starts defining herself, and she does it with an obvious lie. It actually shows a desperation that even I didn't realize existed in the Democratic camp, in the Burke camp. But I continue my call. They should, TV stations getting money for this, should report that it's false. It's false. Aren't the stations which point out the lies biting the hand that feeds them? So what? But so what? Because she has to advertise somewhere. No. Even if they are, they have a responsibility to tell the truth. I want to revisit a topic from Friday, and that is the topic of the CCAP system. By the way, it appears now, in fact, State Senator Glenn Gerlthman had joined us on Friday. We traded text messages yesterday, and he told me this bill is not on the calendar for a vote tomorrow. So I don't know what its prospects are. As you know, if you listen to the show Friday, I oppose it. The bill would call for limiting the information accessible on CCAP. I think it's fair to say an overwhelming majority of listeners to this show support the bill. It was stunning to me how misguided they are in that belief system. What it does is, if a charge is dismissed or you're found not guilty, it just doesn't exist. Only convictions show up. These are open records. They are all open records. And you could go to the courthouse and get them. What really shocked me is some of you said, no, they shouldn't be open records there either. I want to share with you from a piece that I wrote for Right Wisconsin on this. Strange days indeed when I turn to a Capital Times opinion piece to buttress my position on an issue, but they make a compelling argument. Admittedly, there have been few employers and landlords who have unfairly and illegally used the information, but those few instances don't outweigh the benefits of openness, which include giving the public a convenient way to monitor how its courts are or aren't working. Under this bill, the CCAP site would become nothing more than a registry of known offenders. Certain charges brought against former members of the legislature, including Democrats, Senators Brian Burke and Chuck Quala, for example, would disappear from the site. And then I write, put another way, we all accept that the criminal justice system isn't perfect, right? Sometimes the innocent are convicted, sometimes the guilty go free. Shouldn't the public have easy access to records of cases where prosecutors, the judge, or the entire system failed in either direction? The answer is yes, they should. They're open records. And shockingly, okay, before I get to that, meanwhile, private firms that specialize in running background checks for pricey fees would benefit. The information would still be available by monitoring individual court records at the courthouse, but there would be no guarantee of accuracy as the CCAP site provides now. And I add to that, perhaps individuals who've come to cruise CCAP will learn to live without the information at their fingertips, but employers won't. If the bill passes, they'll pay someone to do the legal work to get the information they can now see online. So, it would simply cost businesses more. But they're not going to live without this stuff now. They've learned the benefit of it. Bottom line, these records are open records. Government shouldn't choose which open records are easy to access and which are not. You have no right to privacy in our criminal justice system, and government shouldn't decide which open records with which you can be trusted. But what was, as I mentioned earlier, what was really stunning to me was the number of people who, no, these shouldn't be open records at all. So after a little more than two centuries of American jurisprudence, we have lost sight of the fact that the built-in transparency of our judicial system, the openness of it, was for the protection of the defendant. So there couldn't be secret trials. So shenanigans by prosecutors couldn't be hidden. And a final thought on this. You believe because charges were dismissed or because someone was found not guilty, that means they weren't guilty? No, that means a jury found them, not that there wasn't enough evidence to support the charge. I use the example of O.J. Simpson. And if the public wants to look at why charges were filed, and what if someone was found not guilty because of incompetent prosecution? Shouldn't you have access to that information? Of course you should. You have conservatives who are acting like liberals because they are basing their belief system on this, on emotion. By the way, this is one of the few times that Democrats and Republicans in the legislature agree. Why? Because as one, they're all thinking with their heart and not their head. And I'm not saying that people haven't been hurt by this data. I'm saying it's the consequences that come with this, and that could be, and that consequence isn't going to go away if this passes. Now it's just going to cost businesses more to get it. And as the Capital Times, shockingly, I'm agreeing with, points out, it may be even less reliable than what's on CCAP today. That's why this is a bad, bad, bad idea. In 3 minutes... Is this something dangerous the state of Wisconsin should ban, or is it Nanny Nation? I'm a little torn on this one. It's 10:16.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.